听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 16. Permeate. Alleviate. Prodigious. Inundate. Encumber. Expedite. Pertinent. Celerity. Doddering. Chancellor. Centrist. Tramp. Senile. Fractious. Regret. Breach. Decree. Boycott. Linger. Errand. Acquit. Circumvent. Parentheses. Treaties. Dismantle. Devolve. Flack. Fleck. Furtive. Insidious. Stark. Consortium. Parody. Zoom. Doom. Clog. Clot. Fuzz. Fuse. Squint. Hike. Restitution. Hoary. Gallant. Audacious. Callous. Creak. Squeak. Covet. Cramp. Crater. Deadlock. Impasse. Passage 1. As automation permeates many new ideas of life, its effect upon us becomes concomitantly more profound. Information processing and communications machines are finding their ways into libraries. Here they alleviate the burden of storing and bringing out to the reader the accumulation of information which is becoming more prodigious in this area of specialization and threatening to inundate our already encumbered library system. A way to expedite the selection of pertinent information for the reader, the machine scans 5,000 words per minute. It is the celerity of the reading machine that makes automation in the library so valuable. Passage 2. Quietly, almost unnoticed by a world sunk into the Great Depression, Germany, on January 30, 1933, was handed to a monster. Adolf Hitler arrived, not in jackboots at the head of his Nazi legions, but on cat paws, creeping in the side door. The president, Field Marshal von Hindenburg, 85, and doddering hated Hitler and all he represented. In 1931, after their first meeting, Hindenburg said Hitler might become Minister of Posts, but never Chancellor. In 1932, Hitler challenged Hindenburg. The president, Protestant, Prussian, conservative monarchist, won with the votes of socialists, unions, centrist Catholics, and liberal Democrats. Hitler, Catholic, Austrian, and a former tramp, carried upper-class Protestants, Prussian landowners, and monarchists. Nearly senile and desperate for a way to establish order in the fractious environment, Hindenburg fell prey to intriguers. Papen began plotting to bring himself to power and his supposed friend Schleicher to the top of the army. Papen offered Hindenburg a government with Hitler's support, but without Hitler in the cabinet. Hindenburg made Papen Chancellor and Schleicher Defense Minister. In the late 1932 parliamentary elections, the Nazis won 230 of 608 seats, and Hitler demanded the chancellorship. Hindenburg refused. Papen lost a confidence vote in August, and his government fell after losing in the fourth election in a year in November. Schleicher, whose very name means intriguer, turned on Papen, persuading Hindenburg to name him chancellor. Hitler's propagandist, Joseph Goebbels, noted, "He won't last long." To get revenge, Papen proposed sharing power with Hitler in January 1933. Hitler agreed, but with Papen as vice chancellor. Ever eager for order, Hindenburg shifted once again and fired Schleicher. "I am sure," the president said, "I shall not regret this action in heaven." Schleicher replied bitterly, "After this breach of trust, sir, I am not sure you will go to heaven." Schleicher would later say, "I stayed in power only 57 days, and on each and every one of them I was betrayed 57 times. Don't ever speak to me of German loyalty." At noon on January 30th, 1933, Adolf Hitler was sworn in as chancellor. Within 1 month, the Reichstag burned and the civil liberties were suspended. Within 2 months, the Enabling Act stripped Parliament of power and made Hitler dictator. On April 1st, Hitler decreed a boycott of Jewish businesses. On April 4th, he created the Reich Defense Council and secretly began rearming Germany. On July 14th, Hitler made the Nazi Party the only political party in Germany. As they sowed, so they reaped. In the blood purge of 1934, a Nazi SS squad murdered Kurt von Schleicher in the doorway of his home. Franz von Papen lingered on, so powerless an errand boy for Hitler that he was acquitted at the Nuremberg trials.